from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Jason Jones of The Athletic here. Another a J Street Vibes reunion. It's just me and Jason today, man. So, you know, we back
no,
at it.
No Ricky Starks this episode.
Ricky Starks. We were just talking a little bit, just going around the league, talking about the Kings and everything. We'll talk about DeRozan going to the Kings. That's been the main theme for the day. But I want to ask you about the whole Lakers situation. Because, like, the lady, I forgot her name, Courtney Cronin or something like that on Above the Horn, they asked her about DeRozan going to the Kings. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's da-da-da-da. But it really says is, you know, says something that he didn't go to the Lakers. And the Lakers keep striking out and all this other stuff. Do you think that that's what's going on here, that the Lakers – keep striking out? And if so, like, why do you think that is? Is it Genie? Is it Rob? Is it LeBron? Like, what's the issue with them not being able to get these free agents?
Well, I don't get the sense they were really ever in on DeRozan.
I didn't think they had enough money for DeRozan.
Yeah. So, I mean, they couldn't pay anybody $25 million if that was the asking price. And I think there's this perception amongst, especially people amongst media who really aren't around LA or California, that the Lakers, like, almost like it's baseball and you just have unlimited money. You can go over after you want. Hmm. I mean, not once did I ever think going into the offseason, the Lakers are going to make a play for DeMar DeRozan. And even with that, I don't think that's a great fit for them. Hmm. I mean, people talk about fit and that just made no sense given the way the roster is now, especially once D'Angelo opts back in. Mm-hmm. You know, I just, yeah. It's a weird obsession that people will hear a transaction that's somehow related to the Lakers no matter what. I'm like, what do the Lakers have to do with this?
You think that's a Lakers thing or a LeBron thing right now?
I think it's a mixture of both. I think a lot of it is a Lakers thing, but you look at it outside of LeBron, the last major guy they got was what, Shaq?
Yeah, I mean, they retained Kobe a bunch of times. I remember in those last Kobe
everybody
years.
Everybody else was in trades. And, yeah, I mean, like I said, this is not – basketball is not like baseball where you can go out and get whoever you want.
Right.
So, that was just a weird thing. Like, it says more about the Lakers. Like, what does it say? I mean, no, what does it say? Hmm. I don't know. That was just a very
that
weird –
they don't have cap space. That's what it says.
Yeah, that was the very weird parallel to make. It's like, oh, screw Sacramento. What it really says is the Lakers didn't do anything. It's like, what? I think sometimes, especially amongst like national media, they have a tendency to make teams like the Lakers and the Cowboys and the Yankees and the Dodgers part of a discourse they were never even part of. I mean, I haven't seen one credible report where it says it came down to the Lakers and the Kings.
Nah, it was always the Clippers and the Kings.
Just to even throw that out is just weird,
right? And it also goes back to, and I don't mean to disparage this young lady at all or anything, but I mean, how many Kings games you think she watched? She probably can't name four players on the Kings. Probably right, De'Aaron and Sabonis, and that's it.
Probably says De'Aaron, Sabonis, Chris Webber.
Right, De'Aaron, Sabonis, They got Tiny Archibald too, so it's a logjam at the point guard spot.
Rick Adelman's done a great job with that squad the last couple of years.
Yeah, man. Do you think the Lakers end up with Zach LaVine?
As a fan, I kind of hope not.
You out on Zach LaVine too? Jesse just tried to send him to China.
For the salary and the injury history, I just have questions. Like, is he healthy? Is he ever going to be? Like, when's the last time you had a healthy Zach LaVine season?
2 years ago when they were like the fifth seed. They cooked. He was an all-star. That's when him and DeMar were cooking. Wasn't that long ago.
It feels like it's been 10 years. It feels like it was Minnesota.
Oh, damn.
I wonder what you would have to give up to get him. And, you know,
it feels like nothing. It feels like just be willing to take on the contract. That's what it seems like.
And the problem, if you're the Lakers, you have, that means you got to give up probably something you like to take on that contract.
Mm.
Now, if they had cap space, you could bring them on for relatively nothing. That'd be great. But yeah, I mean, I'm all for the Zach LaVine talent. It's just how do you get him?
Well, enough for the third best team in California. Let's talk about probably the best team in the state. It is what it is. It is what it is, Jason. The best team in the state. The Clippers are on their way down.
We're ranking teams in July?
The Clippers are on their way down. The Warriors, they're definitely on their way down. Unless you're talking to Monty Poole, then, you know, they're higher than you think. And then, you know, we just talked about the Lakers. Who knows what's going on with them. Let's talk about the Sacramento Kings. DeMar DeRozan. They not like us. They're nothing like us, as Vivek would say. He's here. He's here in Sacramento. Your thoughts on the Kings' acquisition of DeMar DeRozan?
My first thought is I need to get a hold of DeMar and tell him whose side you really on.
Like I told Jesse, hey, I'm the most unbiased person in this whole thing. I like Drake. I like Kendrick Lamar. I enjoy both of their
bars
music.
This season, though, just to keep you going, have Kendrick bars.
Nah, I don't think. Well, I can't do a Kendrick imitation. I could do a Drake. Like Drake is easy to pick out with how he raps and he gets emotional and stuff like that. I don't think I could do that with Kendrick. I can't do that. Kendrick.
You gotta start practicing.
I better start practicing. But DeMar, no, I got love for DeMar. Allegedly, had love for both of them. I mean, video surface from him. Talking about how much he loved Drake, and then he shows up in the video. That was a little bizarre, but that's neither here nor there. But I got love for both of those guys, man. Hey, family matters. Not like us, you know. Euphoria, salute. They gave us great style. I'm the only unbiased one around here.
I'm riding with the home team no matter what. Yeah, I mean. Just in terms of, I think if you to be able to get DeMar, basically to swap out DeMar DeRozan for Harrison Barnes, you got, you know, that's a win for the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to get him on a, you know, some people were saying, well, my God, 25 mil. You got to also take into account today's NBA market.
Mm-hmm.
That's half of what like Steph or LeBron or like Giannis make.
Right.
So 25 mil is a lot of money, but in the big scheme of things, it's not the craziest contract in the world. Gives you another guy who late in games who can go get a bucket.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, I'm curious to see how three guys who excel so well in that, you know, 15 to 18 foot or high, you know, how you're going to make that work. I mean, that's a legit question. I'd love them to see what they're going to do, how they're going to make those pieces fit. Then if you throw Malik in there, you got three, four guys who are used to having the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some definite things that I'm going to be curious about, but you always take the talent and figure that out later.
Yeah.
You don't ever say, well, because of what might happen, I won't make a move. Right. You get the players and then you say, you know what, let's see what happens. And then you got to think about this. Odds are somebody will get hurt during an 82 game season.
Mm.
And you're going to, you know, it's better to have more good players than less good players.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not, you know, the reaction to DeMar has been kind of weird. I've seen it all over the place. I think some people are way too happy. You know, And then people are way too angry.
That's me. Well, that's not me. The angry is not
me. Or way too down on it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this kind of the range of emotions I saw was just comical to watch. And then, of course, I'm hardly ever on Twitter really for like actual real work. But I love the, oh, you're just mad he didn't go to the Lakers. I was like, what did I do? I'm like, hold up. What did I do? You over here calling my colleague scrub.
Well,
like,
I mean, hey, man, he's just talking crazy, man. He's talking crazy. You know what I mean? Like I said, I left him alone. I turned my attention towards Gil for a second today. And now I'm good. Yeah. I'm good.
I was a little mad at Gil because I know some beautiful women in Sacramento.
Yeah, what's he talking about?
And then didn't he meet one of his women? Isn't she from Sacramento or something like that?
Yeah, his main squeeze is from, his former main squeeze. Gloria was, or no, that's Laura. Laura Govan.
Yeah. I guess part of it is too, with someone like, I don't take anything Gilbert says seriously. Like, I wouldn't tune on Gilbert's podcast for like a serious take on anything. I mean, my man says you like small cities and he named Chicago. So clearly, I can't even get worked up or annoyed with him. Like, this Gilbert being Gilbert.
Hey, I'll say what I said earlier. I'll say it again. You don't have to speak on it, Jay. You don't have to speak on it, but I'll say it. Gilbert Arenas, like I said, I'm not going to disrespect that man. He made a lot of money. He played in the NBA for a long time. He's a very talented player in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a loser. When we're talking about the NBA, since maybe he won in life, I'm not going to – he got great kids. He's got money to support him or whatever. He may have won in life. But in the NBA, Gilbert was a loser in the NBA. He was nothing but a talent.
I call him a loser.
What did he ever win? The only
a lot of guys who ain't never won.
That
I mean, if you got a ring, not, if you got
– But see, that's what I said. You cannot win and not be a loser. Like, but Gilbert's mentality is what made him a loser. He didn't care about – he the same guy said, I'd trade in $50 million for a championship. He's like, would you take a championship or $50 million? He's like, I'm taking $50 million.
But I agree.
I disagree. If you already getting – if you got a $200 million contract and they say, hey, for an extra $50 million, you don't ever win, or you can stay at $200 million and get a chip, they'd take the chip.
Well, now you're saying $200 million versus a chip.
That's what he was talking about. That's what he was like. He was like, in the money that you've made, if they said like take $50 million off of that, and you could have a chip or keep 50 or something like that. He's like, I'm keeping the 50. I'm taking the money. All right, Gil.
And I venture to think more guys than you think would agree with that.
I agree with you.
I don't think that makes him a loser. It means he wants the money.
Well, he's just a loser. Okay. NBA wise, he's just a loser. The only time we've seen him in a winning situation, baby LeBron tapped on his chest a little bit, and Gilbert was shook. Baby LeBron, like I said,
that's not even my favorite Gilbert Arenas shook story though.
Uh oh, what you got?
The one he's told it. The one where it came out that Shaq was texting his ex.
I didn't know. No,
and he's at the free throw line. And these like little kids started teasing him about it. He said, man, he missed the whole rim damn near on that free throw.
Not the little kids teasing him.
Yeah, I mean, the clip is out there, yeah. You know, he was like, they were just like this heckling him because like, oh, Shaq got at your woman? Yeah, he's told the story. Yeah, that's my favorite Gilbert Arenas being shook story.
That is hilarious. Yeah. And
shout out to all the beautiful, non-ugly people in Sacramento.
And he got that stat wrong as well. And it's an old stat when he said the ugliest people in the country are in Sacramento. That was from like 5-6 years ago. And Sacramento was second. Baltimore was first. And I actually disagree with both of them. I've seen a lot of lovely people in Baltimore. Seen a lot of lovely people in Sacramento. I don't know who came up with this study.
Hey, for what it's worth, I've never dumped on Sacramento like that. But hey, I'm still a hater, right? I'm still a hater. Yeah, that was wild when he went into the ugly people. I was like, dang.
No, he was hurt. He was hurt. Like, he not over.
Wow, that's just a hell of an angle to take. Why did you go there? The people are ugly. It's like, what? I'm like, okay. And that's like I said, and you look at who's talking, like Rashad McCants, like you can't take that panel seriously.
Nah. I seen Josiah out here the other day, or a couple weeks ago, I say. He was at one of these AAU tournaments or something like
that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he been a sack. He knew is going down. So I don't know where he frequents when he comes to sack.
Yeah, but he wasn't the one talking. That was Agent Zero.
Yeah, he just and Brandon said a couple things. Brandon, we got mutual people. So I ain't gonna say nothing about Brandon because we got mutual people that we associate with, and those are my people. I don't want to say nothing about their people. So I'm gonna just let that be. But don't do that, Brandon. Don't do that.
I think we should be, I mean, especially in 2024 with technology, I mean, we should be well past the, that city is small, you can't have fun. Now, I just kind of figure it's not like 1988. No. It's not 19. Yeah, I mean, we're past the Sacramento, I just had a great time with them in May in Sacramento. So, I mean, but then again, I'm a little different. I've worked out there for, many years. I don't see the city that maybe other people do. I know at least once a year, some beat writer from my company gets online and calls Sacramento the worst road spot in the league. Which
I'm just waiting for. It's still early in the summer. I'm waiting for that.
I vehemently disagree. Am I, so y'all like Oklahoma City?
That's what I say. I don't want to. I've never been to Oklahoma City, so I don't want to say nothing crazy about it. But it doesn't seem like the funnest spot.
It's Oklahoma City. I mean, like I said, I don't get it. There's a few road spots like outside. I've never been to Disney World, but when I've gone to Orlando, I've never been like, well, yeah, I'm on Orlando. I'm like,
Orlando reminds me of Sacramento.
My favorite part of Orlando was going to the outlets.
Well,
I mean, I don't want to make let's take shots at every other city, but I mean. To say Sacramento was the worst, man, there's some cities where I'm like, if the job had told me you can skip this part of the trip, I'd have been like, cool. All right, let's skip it. Let's go. Detroit got better when they moved the arena from Auburn Hills to actual Detroit.
Yeah, downtown. Before,
and I was like, my God, this is terrible.
Drew Down brings up a good point. Well, I don't want to say this is a good point, but because he says Cleveland is horrible. I'm not going to co-sign that, but Cleveland can't be popping.
See, I got family out that way, so. Ooh. But I can understand, yeah. Everybody can't be L.A., Toronto, New York, Miami. But see, like for me being from California, Miami's no big deal.
I've never been to Miami.
Miami's no big deal to me. But other writers were like, oh, we're going to Miami. I'm like, okay, we're going to Miami. Nice weather, but. Okay, I grew up in Southern California. Whoopty, yeah, Miami.
Yeah,
there's people from the Midwest who have no problem going to Milwaukee. I seem to always get Milwaukee when it was 10 degrees.
And look, the way you feel about Miami is apparently how DeMar DeRozan felt about Miami because they were allegedly, engaged in talks or they were interested or whatever. And DeMar decided to come back to California. While they play Not Like Us as he walked through the tunnel, and he's a Sacramento King. And
Miami's the real team that everyone that's supposed to be getting everybody but never gets them.
They never get anybody. Didn't
that's for real. Miami was going to get it. Miami was going to get Dame. They was going to get all these people, and they got – I don't know who they got.
Didn't Caleb Martin say like, oh, man, I went to Philly because I wanted to, be just with this winning organization? It's like, sir, you're with the Heat. What are we talking about?
Man, you can't believe what these guys say at press conferences. And I mean, you hear all types of lies. Guys be like, I took this deal because I wanted to be. I'm like, no, the money wasn't out there, homie. It's okay. I mean, remember Paul George was going to retire at Clipper until the Clippers was like, we're not giving you that Kawhi deal.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And he said, I'm out. I'm going to go to Philly.
He's like, I guess I'll retire a Sixer. I mean, I ain't mad at him either.
Yeah, well, you know, he wanted the same money as Kawhi, and somebody else was offering it. And, you know,
and they were like, no, we'll give you this. Mm. You can't have Kawhi money. And I can understand that frustration. He's like, man, I actually been playing. I play way more games than that dude, and y'all committed to him. No blame.
I didn't think twice. I like Kawhi, but I would have made him sweat it out as opposed to Paul George.
Huh? Yeah, Kawhi runs that organization, though.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. Hey, I want to ask you. I've been asking a couple different people this, and I just need the confirmation that I'm on the right track. So I'm gonna need you to feel the same way. Matter of fact, I'm gonna need you to agree with me. Okay, I said DeMar DeRozan, 34 years old, going into his 35th year old or 35. Year.
You mean 35, not his 35th season.
Hopefully. Yeah, not his 35th season. His 35th year on Earth. His 35th season on Earth. Yeah, he's going into that. But he's going to be 35 when the season starts. I've been saying him going to the Kings is giving me vibes of when Paul Pierce went to the Wizards. And Paul Pierce, at that point, he was 37. And it's not like he tore the world on fire. He averaged 12 points a game. But he gave them just a little extra pep in their step. He gave them a little extra confidence. He gave them experience, big game experience, big moment experience. We all remember him hitting that game winner, I think, against Brooklyn in the playoffs and people going crazy. They still had John Wall. They still had Bradley Beal. But it was something about what Paul Pierce brought to that team that helped elevate them for that year he was on the team. I thought he was on there more, but it was only a year. And I feel like DeMar may end up being a better version of that. The Wizards weren't a championship team or nothing like that, but they were a good team. I think they ended up with like maybe a top four, top five team, won a round in the playoffs, had a moment in that second round. I feel like DeMar can be a better version of what Paul Pierce was when he went to Washington.
That's a fair comp. I mean, it's not too far off. I mean, I think DeMar's probably at this age a better player than Paul was at that stage. Mm-hmm. But I think in terms of everyone talks about bringing in, you know, guys who are professionals, guys who can maybe help younger guys, help set an example. You know, I think, you know, DeMar can still play at a high level, mm-hmm. and he can still he'll definitely help with winning. So, I mean, that's a fair comp. I mean, like I said, if I would have went off of social media, I would have thought they had signed. You know, this would have been like LeBron made the decision.
Don't do that.
You know, so some of your people were wilding. Some of your people were wilding.
Hey, it's the me and Jesse didn't get into this one, but you could. It's probably the biggest free agent signing in the history of the Sacramento franchise. Now,
I would disagree on a couple of fronts. I would still put Vlade and I would still put Brad ahead of them because they were still in their prime. They were still younger prime type players.
Okay. I hear you. And I
would, you know, especially Brad, because how many All-Star games did Brad make after he got to Sacramento?
What do you mean? Was he a two-time All-Star? I think
he made like two at least.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't, you know, not to dump on my homie from Compton, but I don't think DeMar is going to be a two or three-time All-Star.
No, that's fair.
I think Brad still had good years ahead of him mm-hmm. or like peak type years. Mm-hmm. So that's why I would put Brad ahead of him.
Brad is a sneaky one because that was a good free agent signing.
Yeah. And I mean, remember, he committed to the Kings when they still had Vlade.
Yeah. That's like, a sneaky good one.
Yeah. So I would put Brad, I just think in terms of where he was in his career, Brad probably had more to give you at that point. You know, but you know, in terms of accomplishments, DeMar's right up there. I just think if you're going to rank them, I would probably put Brad ahead of him, and you know, and then in terms of just overall changing the, you know, Vlade came to the team when the team wasn't good.
So that's where I put in. It makes me think about DeMar over Vlade because the outcome of what you got from Vlade is one of the best moments. This franchise, maybe the best moment the franchise has ever seen. But at the time of the signing, it was just another random signing, at least to the fans. Like maybe Petrie had a plan and all this other stuff, but it was a bad team who just signed this random player in Vlade Divac. No expectations. With DeMar.
Well, I wouldn't say he was a random player.
Well, he was a little better than that. But you get what I'm saying?
He was one of the better centers in the NBA.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But nobody here expected it to lead to something, right? DeMar.
Well, I don't think. Yeah.
DeMar is a guy that they.
Self led to anything, but I think you look at he ended up being the glue of what became what it became.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I still think you're not going to be asking DeMar to do that.
No, you're not. But this is what I say about DeMar, though, and this signing is the Kings, whether they're it's true or not, they feel like they're going places. They feel like they're on the upswing, and they need somebody to elevate them and take them to the next level. They haven't been in that situation and gotten a guy like that until now. You bringing up Brad Miller, that's a good comp because they were good when Brad got there, and they were probably trying to elevate. So that's a good one. I forgot about Brad. But I think that's the difference between DeMar and Vlade. Vlade, at the time, they didn't feel like they were on the upswing of – you know, trying to elevate to, you know, fringe contender status. They feel that way right now with DeMar.
I think Jeff felt that way. True.
That's what I'm saying. Jeff might have, but Jeff, the fan base didn't.
I mean, if you're comparing, like, public expectations versus what the team expected, I know Jeff figured, I get Vlade, I got this guy named Webb who's really good. You know, I think Jeff saw that as a elevation to the next level. I think the team in each of those three cases were in different spaces, different levels, you know. And I guess, you know, I just think, you know, because I was joking with somebody over the weekend, really the most accomplished free agent they ever got was Vince Carter. But Vince was 40.
Yeah, Vince was.
I mean, come on, accomplished.
Around on his rocking chair tour at that point.
You know, but I think in terms, I think DeMar is up there because, you know, in terms of the impact he will have. It's just hard, for, you know, when I make the comp, knowing DeMar will be 35, and I don't know how old Brad was. I'm pretty sure Brad wasn't 35.
Yeah, I think he was under 30, I think.
To me, that's the difference, and that's no knock on DeMar, even though he played. He went to – I mean, I've actually talked and joked him about that. He played for a rival high school for my league, so.
Rival high school in your league. Brad from L.A.?
No, DeMar, not Brad.
Oh, DeMar. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, not Brad.
They're the Tar Babes, right?
He went to the Compton Tar Babes. You know, he the reason why after I was out of high school for a few years, all of a sudden Compton could beat Poly. We had a nice conversation about that one day. Me, him, and DeMarcus Cousins at Summer League.
Oh, man.
Just in the stands talking. And I said, and DeMarcus had no idea they were the Compton Tar Babes. And he's like, what what? No one ever guesses that. And they always get the reason why that's the name wrong. But, you know, hey.
What's the reason? I don't even know the reason.
Compton College are the Tartars. So you had Compton College, and they were like the mini. They're still the most jacked up, most craziest mascot in high school sports. But
just be the Eagles.
I'll be sure if I get a chance to rap with DeMar again. You know,
just be the Compton Lions.
Too late. There's people who are entrenched in that who were like, you will not change the name because that's what they came up on. You know, but. But even in talking to DeMar over the years, I always knew how much he loved California, how much he loved Compton to this day. Mm-hmm. You know, so the fact that he would be in the video and all that, you know, it all lines up. So, I mean, I'm glad he gets to, you know, by being a King, he gets, what, 50-something games in California?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you get your home games, you get your Warrior games, your Clipper game, your Laker games, and then you got family in L.A. Phoenix is a quick flight.
I heard he got family here.
Oh, oh yeah, so
I don't know how close.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's like first or second cousins or what. I don't know, but
I mean,
family.
Either way, a good chunk of his family is a Southwest flight away.
Absolutely.
You know, so I mean, I think it's always a cool story where a guy can, you know, get a chance to play if it's not at home, close to home, and like I said, with technology, flights, and everything, he's really not that far from home.
Well, he can go home on an off day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, I knew guys in the NFL would do that who played in Oakland. Mm-hmm. They'd go to L.A. on the, you know, if off day was Tuesday, they'd leave on Monday, come back either Tuesday night or early Wednesday morning, depending on what time meetings were.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a good thing for the Kings, good for the fans, good to see the fans happy. Yes. I mean, how many off seasons have we seen them go, oh, let me get myself gassed up for this decision and try to convince themselves they were really excited about
George Hill. Leave George Hill out of this.
Hey, man, George Hill wasn't a bad thing. I wasn't even thinking about George Hill. Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about that.
Who were you thinking about? Who came to mind?
I'm thinking about some of those, like I said, some of those years where the guy might be like a Dwayne Dedman or a guy like, you know, where you're trying to be like, okay, or remember, or, you know, we got Marco Bellinelli. Yeah.
He couldn't hit the broadside of the barn here in Sacramento. Guy was like a 77% 3-point shooter when he got here. Couldn't hit nothing when he got
to Sacramento. He was a Hall of Fame 3-point shooter in San Antonio. He came here and started playing ISO ball. It was the weirdest thing. He was like, what are you doing?
I couldn't believe that when I saw it. I was like, this guy can't hit anything.
Wow. And I said, watch him leave here and like start making threes again.
It's crazy.
Yeah, So, but I mean, just in terms of, you know, you know, you kept Malik, mm-hmm. you know, you brought, to, you know, I think it, you know, I understand the excitement, you know, like I said, this is to be a very dreadful time for Kings fans. Cause you say, we're not getting anybody. Mm-hmm. No one wants to be here. And if they want to come here, you have to question their motives because they're probably getting their last payday before they're out the league.
Mm.
And I don't think there's that feeling anymore, at least not right now. And that's the reason to be excited, I think. I think, you know, you're going into a season, even though, no, we're still in the off season. You're going into the season, you know, when training camp rolls around in September, there will be legit optimism that's not like, oh, my God, we just hope we're not, you know, I don't know. We just want to be in the top 10. Like, you're going to go into the season saying, yeah, we legit. You know, after, you know, a couple of seasons ago, instead of just bringing back the status quo, we actually went out and did some things to try to upgrade. And I'll never fault a team for trying to win.
Yeah.
Some people say, you look at the numbers and the analytics. No, try to win, you know, because I think somebody was killing the Kings over a 2031 pick swap. Why do you care what's going to happen with Sabonis is 35?
Yeah, they've been on that to Spurs. They really got over on them getting that 2031. All right, so, like I said,
I'm
earlier,
like, if the, you know, if the trade, what if that's what if they have the same record?
Right, I said like this: if Monty would have came out today and said, you know, we had the deal done, but we just didn't want to give up that 2031 pick swap. Goodbye. Goodbye, Monty. Please. What are we talking about?
And really, how often do pick swaps turn into like a superstar? Like, I mean, the Pelicans been waiting for this pick swap with the Lakers to turn into some grand thing.
Isn't I shouldn't say the only one, but isn't one of the only ones the Kings? Wasn't that Tatum? Or no, it was the next year. Was it Luka?
No, it wasn't Luka. It was, I think it was Fox. I can't remember which one it was.
Yeah,
One of them where they did, you know, where the pick swap happened, but it wasn't like they went from like 2 to 18.
No, yeah, they were able to survive it.
I mean, worrying about what might happen in 2031. You know, when Victor Wembanyama is running the NBA, and so now the Kings have to pick 29th instead
of versus Cooper Flagg.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah, that's
he kind of had he low key had AD in hell a little bit.
No, I haven't seen anything from it. So, I mean,
Cooper can play.
Cooper's gonna be one of them ones, but. I haven't watched any summer league-esque basketball at all.
Oh, they said tomorrow, USA versus Canada. You going to be out there? You going to the game?
Yeah, I'll be out there. I'm leaving tonight, yeah. But I really have – maybe I'll see if they'll slide me a credential and I'll go check it out. But I'm planning to get into Vegas, you know, go by the Raider Image store, get you some stuff and bring back you.
That would not be necessary.
Yeah, I mean, you already told me what size you need. Whole family.
You can go to the Aces store, you know, because those are my girls. You can go to the Aces. There's no need to go to the Raider Image store.
Yeah, but, I mean, why get one? We can have both of them, you know.
I don't need either one of them.
I got the text message. You got the whole family outfitted with Raider gear, you know.
Not at all, sir.
I'm going to go buy the little cigar outlet. Give me a couple of cigars, you know. So we can have them ready for the Raider victory party next year, you know.
Stop. We know that ain't happening. Y'all trying to get Shador. That's what y'all doing. Y'all getting Shador. That's what's happening now, man. So, Jason Jones of The Athletic, man, appreciate you, Jay.
I'll see you when I get back from Hot Vegas.
All right, man, stay cool out there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.